From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon announced Wednesday that the Paris Agreement on climate change will legally come into force on November 4th. The agreement is aimed at cutting greenhouse gas emissions, which scientists say are responsible for global warming. Canada, Nepal, and seven European Union countries ratified the pact Wednesday, bringing the total number of governments that have approved it to 62. After the announcement, U.S. President Barack Obama spoke to reporters at the White House.
The Paris Agreement alone will not solve the climate crisis. Even if we meet every target embodied in the agreement, we'll only get to part of where we need to go. But make no mistake, this agreement will help delay or avoid some of the worst consequences of climate change.
President Obama. Portugal's former Prime Minister António Guterres has unofficially been selected as the next UN Secretary General. He is expected to be officially given the job soon, perhaps Thursday. Hurricane Matthew headed toward the Bahama Islands Wednesday after inflicting destruction on Haiti and Cuba. At least 10 people have been killed on the island that makes up Haiti and the Dominican Republic. A U.S. Navy official says the United States is sending 9 military helicopters in response to a Haitian government request for help. Hurricane Matthew also stormed through Cuba's sparsely populated eastern tip Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. Syria's army says it will reduce airstrikes and shelling on the rebel-held areas of Aleppo. The announcement Wednesday says the action is being taken on humanitarian grounds. The Syrian government and its Russian ally have come under strong criticism for recent attacks on the city. This is VOA News. The U.S. Department of Justice says a National Security Agency contractor has been arrested and is being investigated for taking highly classified information. The suspect, 51-year-old Harold Thomas Martin III of Glen Burnie, Maryland, was arrested in late August. The department says he had a top-secret national security clearance. The New York Times newspaper reported the contractor is suspected of stealing sensitive NSA source code meant to break into the computer systems of foreign governments, such as Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. It said he worked for the consulting firm Booz Allen Hamilton. Tensions between Iraq and Turkey rose a notch Wednesday after a warning by Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi that the presence of Turkish troops in the north of the country risked provoking a larger regional confrontation. Edward Uranian reports.
The Iraqi government issued a protest to the Turkish ambassador Wednesday following a late-night vote condemning the presence of Turkish troops in the north of Iraq. The dispute comes as Iraq prepares for an impending military operation to retake the country's second-largest city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi warned Turkey that it was risking a regional war by keeping troops inside Iraq, insisting that he's warned Ankara more than once against intervening. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
An Iraqi tribal leader says an airstrike launched by unknown forces has killed 19 pro-government fighters south of Mosul. Sheikh Nizan al-Alibi Haibi says the airstrike took place at 2 a.m. Wednesday, following hours of fighting between pro-government forces and Islamic State militants in the Hajj Ali area. Attention quickly shifted today back to the main contenders in the U.S. presidential campaign after yesterday's debate between the two vice presidential candidates. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are now preparing for a second debate, which is scheduled for Sunday. There was a mostly positive picture about the U.S. economy in data reported Wednesday about the services sector, factories, and international trade. The services sector expanded at the fastest pace in nearly a year in September. A measure of the factory sector rose slightly in August. Economists watch some of that data for hint about business investment. Other studies show the U.S. trade deficit worsened slightly in August. Next Friday, the government experts will report on the latest U.S. unemployment data. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.